Can you tell me, is it made only from head meat?
Well, you use the bristle and all of that part, you know. It doesn't sound very good. It doesn't sound very appetizing at all. But when it's fixed, and I don't know how they go about making it like this, but it is really wonderful.
Okay. What do you call a dish that's prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No.
Well, I don't think I know about that.
Have you ever tried a liver sausage or liver pudding?
Oh, yeah, liver sausage that you can buy. And liver cheese.
Okay. Anything else?
Liver wish.
And would that just, do you know what kind of liver that's made from?
Well, no, I would think just plain liver, you know, that's been, you know, when you say ground up, I just couldn't hardly imagine what that could be. But after you mentioned about the first one, then I remembered all of these different type of meats and lunch meats that this liver ground up makes.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything or ever made anything out of hog blood?
No. Do they really?
Have you heard of a blood sausage or blood pudding?
Oh, no. No, I haven't.
Okay. Did you ever take the juice of the souse or liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it, and then later after it gets cold, you slice it and fry it?
No.
Your scrapple?
I have heard of that.
What would you...
But I don't know anything about it. I just have heard of it, but I don't know about it.
Okay. Suppose you'd kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
Most of the time they say that butter tastes tainted or something. It's some term like that. Because it's old, and they says it's tainted, something like that.
Okay, thick sour milk that you might keep on hand to make a certain type of cheese is called?
Cottage cheese.
Okay.
Oh, the milk itself, you mean sour cream?
What would you make cottage cheese out of?
The cottage cheese is made out of the sour cream.
Okay.
But would you, buttermilk?
Have you heard of clabber?
Yes.
Can you tell me what you would, how you describe that?
It's the clabber milk that you could use the same way you would use buttermilk. Clabber milk is milk that you fixed yourself, and you used it instead of the buttermilk if you didn't have just buttermilk that was already fixed. Because it's really sweet milk that has clabbered, and you can use it for the same purpose. You know, if you, I think you have to know how to let it clabber.
Do you know how?
No, because most of the milk that I have that when it began to get old, man, it was to be thrown out. You know, if there was some left, because I think you have to put something in it to make it clabber.
Okay. To get the impurity out of milk, you might have to do what to it?
Do you scald it?
Before you cook it, you might.
I don't know.
Okay, can you tell me what you might call, it's something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit and pastry?
Several layers of fruit and pastry. I can't imagine what that could be.
Would you call that a cobbler?
Oh, yes, but when you said several layers, that's what threw me off.
So a cobbler to you might only have one layer?
Yes. What I mean, it would have